You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Sexual violence on college campuses has received a lot of national attention in the last couple of years, and schools across the U.S. are creating new policies to try to deal with the problem. On Monday, UW System President Ray Cross announced his approval of sexual violence prevention training for all students and employees at UW System schools.
This program comes as part of a more comprehensive policy on sexual violence and harassment across campuses in the system. A task force commissioned in 2014 recommended this training, as well as other policies, to help prevent sexual violence on campus. The Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education has been investigating both UW-Madison and UW-Whitewater for their officials' handling of sexual assault complaints.
You can join our conversation at 800-642-1234. Is this an issue, sexual harassment, sexual violence on campus that has affected you, your friends, or your family? How would you like to see campus culture, UW on any campus for that matter, help prevent sexual violence and support victims? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Stephanie Marquis joins us now to talk about this training and other recommendations from the task force. She's the interim director of communications for the UW system, and she works for System President Ray Cross. Stephanie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me to talk about this important issue. We really appreciate it.
Well, a national survey reported in 2015 that one in four women at UW-Madison reported experiencing sexual assault while they were enrolled as students at the university. Is that part of why the task force is recommending this new action?
Well, what you'll see here is that what President Cross did is he didn't just look at UW-Madison or Whitewater, as you mentioned, but actually looked at all the campuses. They do say nationally those statistics about one in five women and actually one in 16 men are sexually assaulted while in college. But the sad thing here is about 90% of the victims don't report these assaults. And I think what's really important here, and I think this is really the crux of the conversation, is these aren't statistics. These are real people. These are our sisters, our friends, our daughters, our sons. And what we're really looking for is how do we prevent this, and how do we have folks, if they were to be an unfortunate victim of a sexual assault or sexual harassment, how do they feel empowered to report those type of things? And what we're looking at and what the report did and this task force really did is they tried to look at this comprehensively, not just for one institution, but across all of our campuses, and looked at how can we do some real tangible things to tackle these issues, tackle these challenges, because, again, these are real people, these are real lives that are impacted, and there's really a stigma against people reporting these things. And just, you know, as a woman who's got almost a half century under her belt, I can tell you, you know, in talking to my girlfriends, that whether it was in high school or college or work or in some sort of, you know, you're out and about and you've had somebody make a comment or unfortunately, you know, do something worse. And it's all of those things that we really need to not only tackle campus culture, but how do we, and tackling campus culture, really deal with this socially as well. This is obviously a big social issue. We care about in our campuses. They should be a safe place to live, to work, to learn, and there's no compromise for that. That needs to be a basic necessity. So what can we do from a system-wide perspective? And some of the things that really came out of that, one of the most basic things is just making sure that everybody has training. And training can sound kind of blasé.
Right. What kind of training are we talking about?
So I think it's stuff that's really important. It's for employees and for students, but it's talking about healthy relationships. I think that's really important for people to understand what's healthy, what's not. If you're a bystander, you know, how do you intervene at those points? I think that if somebody sees an assault happening, there's kind of more of an immediate reaction to, you know, somebody's being hurt, I want to jump in. But I think we've all, or most people, have been in a situation where you see somebody say something, and you kind of say to yourself, did that just happen? I'm not sure if that just happened. And sometimes people can feel like they want to be polite, or they're not sure if what they just saw happened. So it's how do we intervene? It's about making sure that we look at all the factors, again, of alcohol and drug abuse, and just making sure that people know what the resources are that are available to them. So students would get this in the first 6 weeks. That's already underway.
I mean, do we know what sort of training it would look like? Would this be small groups and in person? Would it be online? What kind of options are you considering?
So primarily we're looking for online, but of course there will be in person as well, particularly for supervisors and managers and so forth from the employee perspective. But what we're looking at is really these online tools, because we know that, first of all, that makes it much more accessible for our students, that makes it accessible for everyone to get to, and that helps also people complete that easily and quickly. So that's one of the primary tools that we'll be using, but obviously, again, there are going to be some needs for some enhanced training for our supervisors and so forth. And I should note, I mean, many of this is already happening on our campuses, but it's about how can we do this comprehensively to make sure everybody's got access to the same resources, is getting the same training, hearing, you know, the same issues, dealing with the same issues, and what can we do with the best practices that we learn from that, not only from a college perspective, but we also want to work with our stakeholders from like the K-12 schools and the tech colleges and private colleges and say, you know, what have you learned that works really well? What do people respond to? And those type of things. So it's really about trying to make sure we get the information out there, that people know where they go for resources, they know where they can get help, they know where if they want to report, how they do all of those things. So it's really about making sure that all of that is available to people very quickly and easily in a way that they can comprehend and understand very easily as well, because it's a very emotional issue.
Online training certainly makes sense for all the reasons that you said. And on the other hand, it can also be easy to sort of tune out something that's happening on your computer when you're not necessarily interacting with a real human being, hearing stories. And sexual violence on college campuses, it's almost an epidemic now. Maybe some people would call it an epidemic. I mean, do you think that maybe there would be a place to go farther than an online course and make it more immersive for students and for staff?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is part of this as well. I mean, without a doubt, that those in-person and having those support groups and having that additional training, of course, that's certainly part of what we're looking at as well. You know, one thing that was really important when we put this task force together is it wasn't just some people in a few offices. We really pulled in our counseling and health services staff and our LGBTQ community and student services and law enforcement and HR and disability services and all the different ways that people may reach out, the people who communicate with students, and really how do we certainly implement best practices, but how do we reach out and how do we reach those people? Like you said, you know, there are too many stories of this. One incident, of course, is more than anyone wants to see, and it's heartbreaking. And we all know, whether it's male or female, for the most part, obviously, the females is more prevalent for women. But it happens to men as well, and there's also stigmatism there where men, you know, are certainly afraid to come forward and say that they were assaulted. So it's about really creating safe environments for people to come forward, to feel empowered to report. Obviously, it's about trying to change the culture to begin with, to help prevent it as much as we can, and really utilizing all these various tools that we have, from websites to in-person training, as you're talking about, to support groups, to services, all of those things combined, and not just doing it at one campus, but making sure that that's available across all of our campuses. And while each campus may have some of their own unique needs, that there's also this very strong base of materials and resources available to everyone.
I want to ask you about the culture that might sort of lend itself to sexual assault. And one thing that a lot of experts point to is drinking culture. And Wisconsin has a strong drinking culture in the university, sometimes to excess. UW often appears on the top 10 lists of party schools. Mm-hmm. What do you intend to do to approach that aspect of it?
Well, certainly that is going to be part of all of this training and these resources as well, because as you mentioned, sometimes alcohol can be a factor. And I think the important thing there to know is that's not an excuse. That's, you know, that's never a reason for someone or allows somebody to assault someone else. It doesn't create that window, but certainly it is something, as you mentioned, part of our culture, is part of college culture. You know, for many students, it may be the first time that they're really away from home and they're, you know, sowing their wild oats a little bit. And again, that doesn't that doesn't mean that anyone should fall victim to any of this, but it's really trying to also help people understand just a little bit about alcohol and drug addiction, period, so that they really begin to understand those cultures. But I think part of the culture that you have, particularly that we want to address and that we want to really tackle, is this really this culture of victims not feeling that they can come forward and that they can't report and that they don't feel empowered. And again, we know that that's a social issue and it's a very sad commentary on our society.
Right. And what will the UW do to turn that around, to make victims of sexual assault feel like they can report it? And not only that, but they will be heard and that there will be some sort of action taken.
Right, exactly. So I think that's, first of all, I think the basic of that is, I don't know that everyone knows what those resources are and where they actually go and who they can turn to. So the first part is making, you know, people aware and students aware or employees aware of where they go to actually report those issues. So again, that will be part of this training we'll roll out. It'll be part of our website. It's going to have reporting information on there, everything from obviously, you can call 911 if there's something immediate, to your campus police department, but, you know, how do you get those health resources on your campus? Who do you go to for counseling? You know, all of those things, walking people through the process, helping them understand what the process is. And I think, unfortunately, I don't think this is going to be anything that happens overnight. Well, I think this is a really important step in the right direction, and it's talking about how do we really tackle this across the system. And I know there's a few universities across the nation that are doing that and are really tackling that from a system perspective. I think that's a really important piece so that we don't have any lapses of information and so forth. So I think part of a big piece about people reporting is, one, knowing where to go, and two, changing a culture that we really encourage people to tell. You know, tell if something happens to you and tell if you see it. Again, I think when people think of sexual assaults and harassment, they often think of, again, those violent rapes or something more violent to that nature. But we also need to really be paying attention to, you know, inappropriate comments that people make, inappropriate touches that people make if they're out in a bar, you know, that as a bystander, we don't just simply stand by that either, that we really feel empowered to stand up, that both men and women feel empowered to do that. And I think that's a key to this as well. So I think it's not going to be a ship that we can turn overnight, but I think this is a step in the right direction, and I think it's really important that we had all these different type of communities involved in this so that it's not a top-down type of effort, but it really is a ground-up and involves those services and those individuals that are dealing with students or dealing with employees that actually report.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Stephanie Marquis, Interim Director of Communications for the UW System, who works for System President Ray Cross. And she joined us to talk about the news that President Cross has just approved sexual violence prevention training for all students and employees at the University of Wisconsin System.